This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Kepi Sarma Oli's health condition gradually improving. Parliamentarians in today's meeting of the House of Representatives draw government attention about the increasing case of coronavirus. And Russia and Turkey agree on ceasefire deal for Syria's Idlib. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Kepi Sarma Oli's health is gradually improving today. Prime Minister Oli's chief advisor Bishnu Rimal met with Prime Minister Oli and held short talks this afternoon. Advisor Rimal in his Twitter post said that Prime Minister Oli told him he would return to work soon. Prime Minister Oli went a kidney transplantation at Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital on Wednesday for the second time. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwara, has directed Radio Nepal to prepare plans for making its broadcast materials accessible and effective throughout 77 districts. Dr. Khatiwara, who is also a finance minister, during the supervision of Radio Nepal in Singhadabad premises today, appreciated the positive efforts of modernization carried out by Radio Nepal. Minister Khatiwara in the meantime urged stakeholders of Radio Nepal to timely revise plans by conducting regular monitoring and supervision of broadcast materials so as to increase the access of Radio Nepal across the nation. Minister Khatiwara also urged to broadcast the contents covering the safety measures of the coronavirus as the latest news about the virus has threatened the public. The minister also stressed the need for a strong bond of the relationship among state media, Radio Nepal, Nepal Television and Gorkha Patra. Radio Nepal's executive director, Suresh Kumar Karki, briefed current works and future plans of Radio Nepal to Minister Khatiwara. In the today's meeting of the House of Representatives, parliamentarians have drawn the government's attention to the increasing case of corruption, coronavirus and black market. Lawmakers have drawn attention of the government to adopt necessary alertness to prevent spread of coronavirus infection and to stop artificial shortage of medicines. During the zero hour of today's meeting of the House of Representatives, they urged the government to the speaker to make arrangement of supply of daily essentials and surgical masks, saying artificial shortage of such things has started taking place in the market. On the occasion, Nepali Congress lawmaker Puspa Bhusal asked the government to adopt alertness not to allow spread of coronavirus infection in the country as it had started spreading across the world. A woman was found dead in the pond at Matihani municipality in Mohotari district. According to District Police Office Mohotari, Deputy Superintendent of Police Madhav Prasad Burathoki, the deceased has been identified as Sukhmaria Devi Mandal of Matihani municipality. The dead body has been kept at the district hospital for post-mortem. An isolation ward has been set up at Dholagiri Zonal Hospital, keeping in mind the risks resulting from coronavirus. A two-bed isolation ward has been placed at the hospital as part of its preparation to provide corona health service, said Acting Medical Superintendent Dr. Sailendra B.K. Pokhrel. He further said the isolation ward was prepared to provide treatment and counseling services to the suspected patients. The hospital sources said patients mainly with fever, sneezing and cough coming to the hospital will be treated and counseled, maintaining high alerts. Chief District Co-Officer Gaulachan Sainju also has urged private hospitals to arrange isolation wards in keeping with potential risks of corona outbreak. He also said that the district administration office has called on all sites not to organize any public meetings, conferences and fairs in the district. Bhaktapur municipality has postponed the Bhaktapur festival owing to threats of the corona outbreak. The five-day festival is scheduled to be held on the coming 17 to 21 March. Bhaktapur Mayor Sunil Pratapati informed that they have decided to postpone the festival for now. In order to make the festival a success, the municipality had intensified discussions with different stakeholders, including hotel entrepreneurs, culture experts, education workers, band groups, as well as other preparatory works. the National Sports Council had decided to put off all the sports events and activities except the running ones due to threats stemming from coronavirus. An emergency meeting presided over by Minister for Youth and Sports Jagat Bahadur Biswakarma decided to adjourn all sports-related events, including competition, to prevent a possible outbreak of coronavirus until another notice. National Sports Council Administration Department Chief Kul Bahadur Thapa said the decision was made to mitigate possible impacts and risks of coronavirus, which has become a global threat of late. He also said that the National Sports Council has requested the concerned sports organizations and stakeholders to put off all the sports competitions and programs that have not yet started. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The White House has acknowledged the nation does not have enough coronavirus test kits as cases of the disease ticked upwards on both U.S. coast. Vice President Mike Pence said the Trump administration would not be able to meet its objective of delivering 1 million testing kits this week. Congress, meanwhile, moved with unusual speed to approve a bumper emergency aid package to combat the outbreak. Globally, authorities have confirmed more than 92,000 cases of the virus. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus climbed to 12 on Thursday, with all but one of the victims in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington. There are now more than 200 cases of coronavirus in 20 states. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin have announced a military ceasefire in Idlib after a meeting in Moscow that lasted 6 hours. Idlib, the last rebuilt stronghold in Syria, has witnessed increased violence and bloodshed since last December, the start of a Russia-backed Syrian offensive to regain control over the region. Erdogan added that Turkey, which has sent thousands of troops into Idlib to rebuild the Syrian army, would not remain silent if the Syrian government forces continued attacks, and warned that Ankara would retaliate with full force. Putin said Russia did not always agree with its Turkish partners, but hoped the deal will serve as a good basis for ending the fighting in the Idlib de-escalation zone, put an end to the suffering of the civilian population, and contain a growing humanitarian crisis. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's health condition gradually improving. Parliamentarians in today's meeting of the House of Representatives draw government's attention about increasing case of coronavirus. And Russia and Turkey agree on ceasefire deal for Syria's Idlib. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.